Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music by Jesse Alexander. A question from a listener about the weather in America, and a report on some top scientists who are still in high school. Earlier this week, the Intel company announced the winners of its yearly science talent search. Each winner receives a new computer and money for a college education. The top winner this year was David Bauer from New York City. His project concerned finding poisonous agents that affect the nervous system. Faith Lapidus tells us about the competition.
The Science Talent Search is the oldest such program for high school students in the United States. An organization called Science Service created the competition in 1942. The aim was to increase the number of young Americans choosing to work in science. Since then, the competition has provided more than 2,000 young people with awards and money for college. Past winners have gone on to receive Nobel Prizes, the National Medal of Science, MacArthur Foundation Fellowships, and other top honors. The Westinghouse Company led the competition until 1998. Then Intel became the organizer. Each year, about 1,600 American high school students enter scientific research projects for the competition. The projects involve nearly every area of science. They include chemistry, physics, medicine, mathematics, engineering, computer science, and social science. The top 300 projects are named semifinalists. Then the list is reduced to 40 finalists. These students travel to Washington, D.C. for a week-long competition. A group of well-known scientists judge them on their research abilities, critical thinking skills, and creativity. The judges ask the students questions before deciding on the winners. The entries this year included projects on developing new energy technologies, improving cancer treatments, and creating new tissue to heal wounds. Organizers of the Intel Science Talent Search say the young scientists also have other interests. 80% of the finalists this year play a musical instrument, and 47% can speak a language other than English. The group this year also included an award-winning poet, a competitive ballroom dancer, and a table tennis winner in the Junior Olympics.
Time to answer a question. A listener in Moscow named Daoud asks about the weather in the United States. The United States is one of the biggest countries in the world. It has all sorts of geography, from deserts to beaches, mountains to flatlands. These conditions help create all sorts of weather: mild, moderate, and extreme, sometimes all in one day. In the summer, some areas get very hot and the air is very wet. But others have dry air, so the heat does not feel so bad. In the winter, parts of the country get cold and snowy, while others stay warm and sunny. This is the difference between, for example, New York City on the East Coast and Los Angeles on the West Coast. Yet, even the East Coast has its warm places in winter, like Florida. The oceans affect weather along the coasts. The Pacific Coast has smaller temperature changes and calmer conditions than along the Atlantic. Alaska and Hawaii are the only states not connected to the 48 mainland states. Alaska is in the Arctic area, so it gets very cold. Hawaii, out in the Pacific, is warm all year long. Weather in the central and northeastern parts of the country is affected by cold air from Canada and warm air from the Caribbean. Conditions can change quickly. Hurricanes are ocean storms that strike mainly in the southeast. The hurricane season is officially June through November. Tornadoes are a risk across the country. These are locally severe wind storms. They generally happen in the spring and summer. In fact, March 18th happens to be the 80th anniversary of the most deadly tornado in United States history. In 1925, Tri-State Tornado hit parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The National Weather Service says almost 700 people were killed. The Weather Service says the United States gets more severe weather than any other country. In the Midwest, the state of Michigan next week will observe Severe Weather Awareness Week. You know, we do not mean to scare you with all this talk about bad weather. The country also has lots of really nice weather. If you ever plan a trip to the United States, just be sure to read the local weather reports. That way, you can come prepared for whatever the weather may bring. Singer Jessie Alexander has just released her first album. Barbara Klein has the details.
Jessie Alexander was born in the southern state of Tennessee. Her parents ended their marriage when she was young. She spent her summers in Memphis with her father, a part-time musician. She loved country music from the South, but also folk and rock from the West Coast. Jessie was a teenager when she learned to play guitar. She left college and moved to Nashville. She began to write songs with local musicians. The result is the album Honeysuckle Sweet. One of the songs was written the day after the shootings by two students at Columbine High School in Colorado in 1999. The song is called This World Is Crazy.
Every time you smile, I smile with you. Every time you cry, I am crying too. And if you thought my arms are open wide. When your night is dark, I'll light your way. When you've lost the spark, don't be afraid. I'm here for you. Just close your eyes. crazy.
Another song on Honeysuckle Sweet is called Reasons to Run. Jesse Alexander says this is the closest she has ever gotten to a happy love song.
In your eyes, I can see a thousand lies. I know we've done this before. We keep coming back for more. And the wheels have started turning.
Alexander says she named the album with the two words she could find to describe her summers as a child on the Tennessee River. We leave you with the title song from Honeysuckle Sweet.
Their feet on southern soil, burning up in the August heat. Tall grass and butterflies, we're all praying for a breeze. I'm going down to the river, gonna wade into my knees. Rest a while there on her bank, under cypress trees. There's a back road in my mind, taking me back here every time. It's all mine, it waits for me, if only in a daydream. Cause it's long gone and it's in my past. I can close my eyes when I wanna go back to the days when life could be.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program. Our show was written by Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer, and our engineer was Kevin Raymond. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.